Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Cangalosi scores. Fisk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyeven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Lombardozzi moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Lombardozzi scores. Harbeck moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz bunts towards the mound. Blyevan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Cruz steals second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky tags and scores. Bush tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Royce Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bush. Cangalosi reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gagne strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Schmidt. Puckett moves to second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bush. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker scores. Kittle moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Reed and Lombardozzi drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Reed and he is out, Lombardozzi applying the tag. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cangalosi bunts towards the mound. Blyevan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lombardozzi fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Pastore now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Cruz steals second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Cangalosi moves to third. Fisk moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-4 in the game. Baines is walked intentionally. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bush. Walker reaches second base with a double. Cangalosi scores. Fisk scores. Baines moves to third. It's 9-5, White Sox. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bonilla is walked intentionally. Ron Davis now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Baines throws the ball into Fisk, who tags Smalley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Bob James now pitching. Ron Washington pinch runs for Jeff Reed. Mark Salas pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing shortstop. Mark Salas now catching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 4 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. Cangalosi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel McKeon now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-7, White Sox. Gene Nelson now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Brunansky bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to second. Billy Bean pinch runs for Randy Bush. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Brunansky moves to third. Bean moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher pinch hits for Ron Washington. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field. Baines picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baines. Brunansky scores. Bean scores. Hatcher moves to second. It's White Sox, 9, Twins, 9. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Bean now playing left field. Gary Gaetti now playing shortstop. Mickey Hatcher now playing third base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gaetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas fires to first and picks off Bonilla. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 9. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle who is chasing the ball. Lombardozzi reaches third base with a triple. Puckett goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.